Let's go to Paul Bongiorno now, who's been waiting patiently while politician after politician moved into the breakfast studio. Paul, hello there.
Good morning, Fran Kelly.
Paul, the raids, as we've heard, not much detail yet, but arrests made. A lot of action in this counter-terrorism space suddenly, isn't there?
Yes, and I think the Australian public probably deserved to see some action after, you remember, last week we raised the threat level from medium to high, which says that an attack is likely. We know that the now retired Director General of ASIO said there was a lot of chatter. It's clear that chatter was going to issues like planning for attacks, and we have to link what we were told last week with these raids in Sydney and Brisbane. I also suspect we have to link them to the fact that today the Prime Minister and the opposition leader will be farewelling a contingent of our military personnel to go off to Iraq to keep us safer by fighting terrorism. I must say the link always seemed to me needed to be proved, that by fighting terrorists in Iraq actually makes us safe here. It probably does down the track, but I think once you've got the level raised to high, we probably wanted to see some action here to make us safe here from any likely attack, and I think that's part of the strategy we're seeing today.
You're saying the strategy that these raids wouldn't have happened if we hadn't moved to high alert, or if these troops weren't being farewelled?
No, I'm saying that the raids, the timing of the raids on the same day as we say farewell to the troops, in my view, is more than coincidental. I'm not saying the raids wouldn't have happened, you know, tomorrow,
yeah, sure,
the day after. I'm just saying it does send a strong message to the Australian public that the fight, the war, if you like, against terror is not only in Iraq, but also right here at home. Something the Prime Minister, by the way, has been telling us, ASIO has been telling us, and that the Federal Opposition believes.
Mm. And also on the same day, in fact, as we're on air, Scott Morrison, the Immigration Minister, is on air too, announcing that the Operation Sovereign Borders veil of secrecy has been lifted, and the government now telling us 12 boats have been turned back this year. So far, we haven't been able to find out this information, and it's basically been portrayed as victory at sea, I guess.
Yes, it's a multi-pronged propaganda offensive today, isn't it? It does seem that operational matters no longer need to be top secret all the time. And, of course, as we always know, Scott Morrison, you know, when he got around to it, could always tell us what he was up to. And it's good to see that he has. This does smack a little bit of mission accomplished. I'm sure that a majority of Australians would hope that that's right, that this is mission accomplished, and that perhaps the tough policies, many would say the cruel policies that have been so effective in stopping the boats, may not need to be utilised, as often as they have in the last few months.
Speaking of mission accomplished, Paul, one of the tabloids has portrayed it as exactly that today. They've got Scott Morrison basically dressed up as George W. Bush aboard the aircraft carrier with that mission accomplished sign behind him. To the Iraq mission, Paul, we just heard from Labor's Shadow Foreign Affairs Minister Tanya Plibersek, Labor putting a few more lines around its support for this mission, including that it would cease immediately if the Iraqi government or forces engaged in unacceptable actions, and also if the deployment lasts longer than a few weeks, the Prime Minister must come into the Parliament every 3 months to provide updates, and still being pretty adamant that Labor's not keen on supporting a mission going into Syria because it's so complex, it's not clear who the authority, anyone giving authority inside Syria is. What did you make of those comments from Tanya Plibersek?
Historically, Labor has always been the most reluctant, or the more reluctant of the major parties, to assign troops to battle, although when it's had to in the national interest, it has done so. I think they have tapped into concerns within the broader public. The only published poll I've seen very recently was the Morgan poll, 54-46 in favour of us going into Iraq in the way that we are. There was an essential poll that showed 39-38, so split decision on whether we should be in fact arming the Peshmerga and others. So Australians are concerned, are anxious that this tactic, if you like, this strategy. We were told that it would work and make us safer 11 years ago, and here we are going back in, and we do know from our 11-year or more or 10-year involvement in Afghanistan that that the results are always problematic, and that we do know that Australian blood is spilt.
And Paul, we also heard Tanya Plibersek say Labor wants, at the UN meeting next week, wants a clearer definition of the mission and the exit strategy from Iraq. And we, it is a difficult situation and things are emerging on the run, that's to be sure. But we do seem to be getting slightly different messages from our Prime Minister too on the role of our SAS forces in particular. He told us earlier in the week on this program that they will be available for combat operations inside Iraq. But yesterday he said obviously they'll be moving around in the Peshmerga and Kurdish headquarters. It's not the intention for Australia to conduct independent operations inside Iraq. Are we really any clearer on what exactly our SAS forces will be doing?
I don't know. I mean, they're going there, as advisors, and we read today in the Fairfax media, they're also going there playing an intelligent role to guide airstrikes. David Kilcullen...
Which is a fairly traditional use of SAS soldiers.
Yeah, well, probably puts them on the ground, and they've got guns, as the Prime Minister says, and if they're fired on, they'll fire back. We do know they're not going over there. None of our people, neither the Air Force nor the Army, are going over there, or the Special Forces, on a picnic. We do know from the experts, men who have been in Iraq and Afghanistan, that we are putting Australian personnel's lives at risks, at risk. And we do know that operations like this, as you and I discussed the other day, operations like this historically, you know, going all the way back to Vietnam, if you like, but certainly Iraq and Afghanistan, have a habit of creeping.
All right, Paul, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Fran.
Paul Bongiorno is the contributing editor for the 10 Network. It's 8:16 on Breakfast.